right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. At an MKR Workshop, nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshops have all of the solutions for you. MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, we are just a few days away from Super Bowl number 52, as it will pit the 13-3 Philadelphia Eagles, who are the champions of the NFC for the third time in franchise history, taking on the New England Patriots. This is the Patriots' 10th trip to the Super Bowl, their 8th with head coach Bill Belichick and quarterback Tom Brady, and the Patriots are looking to repeat as Super Bowl champions. They are also looking to win 3 titles in 4 years for the second time. And they're also looking to do it against a team that they did it against back in Super Bowl number 39 when they defeated the Philadelphia Eagles. And there are so many different or so many similarities to that game to this one heading into the contest. And I'm going to give you a breakdown as well as my pick for Super Bowl number 52. Now, I talked about the Eagles, and of course, they are doing this without the services of quarterback Carson Wentz. Of course, Wentz suffered that torn ACL late in the season, and it has been Nick Foles running the show, and Nick Foles has been solid so far for the Eagles. We saw what he did versus the Minnesota Vikings in that championship game. Now, he'll have to go up against a battle-tested team, and on top of that, you know, you look at Foles going up against Patriots head coach Bill Belichick as well as defensive coordinator Matt Patricia. And you know Bill Belichick, he likes to take away whatever it is that you do best and make you do something else. And if you look at the last few weeks, especially in the playoffs, Foles has been extremely comfortable in that pocket. So I see this Patriots defense coming after him with a lot of blitzes, a lot of disguises, trying to move him around and make him uncomfortable because Foles has been too comfortable back there in the pocket. And for me, Nick Foles hasn't played a perfect game because if you look at him so far, he's completed nearly 80% of his passes in the playoffs and he has yet to throw an interception. And of course, the Minnesota Vikings had the top-ranked defense in football, and he shredded them. On top of that, the Eagles have to score touchdowns because the Patriots' motto defensively is they'll let you get whatever you want within the 20s, but once you get down into the red zone, it's not going to be easy, and you have to settle for field goal attempts. And field goal attempts really change the aspect of the game because New England's going to go out there and try to score sixes when they get the ball, of course. So you want to try to match Tom Brady point for point, and you could be in control of a game, and the next thing you know, the Patriots get 1 or 2 touchdowns, and it can get away from you. Now, who is going to step up and be the playmaker on either side of the ball for the Eagles in this contest? That is going to be the big thing. Now, this Philly front seven going up against Tom Brady is going to be big because the Eagles, under defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz, they love to put pressure on opposing quarterbacks, and they have a bevy of pass rushers, so they are always keeping a fresh guy out there on the field, a fresh guys out there on the field, rather, to go after the quarterback. But in the case of Tom Brady, he gets the football out so quickly, whether it's to his wide receivers and to his running backs, and that's going to be something that is going to keep this Eagles defense honest in this game because you look at James White and you look at Deion Lewis coming out of that backfield as pass catchers, and New England's going to try to run early, but if the run game can't get going, they'll use those short passes to their backs, you know, as de facto runs. So that is something that is going to keep this Eagles defense on its toes throughout this contest. Of course, tight end Rob Gronkowski is in the concussion protocol right now, but I do expect Gronk to be all systems go come Sunday evening, and that is going to put a lot of stress on this Eagles secondary, because one or two guys always have to account for him, and in his case, it's probably going to be free safety Malcolm Jenkins. Now, you look at the cornerbacks on the outside. Can they step up and keep up with wide receiver Brandon Cooks? Because you figure you're going to have at least one safety on Gronk at all times, and then another safety is probably going to have to give the corner help on Brandon Cooks. So that's going to open it up for guys like James White and Deion Lewis coming out of the backfield, along with Danny Amendola and Chris Hogan at the wide receiver position. I look at the Eagles in this contest. They played with the underdog role ever since Carson Wentz got hurt. But it's a different animal that they are facing right now. No pun intended when you take on the New England Patriots, because we have seen it, especially in January. To defeat the Patriots, you have to play the perfect game. Tennessee didn't do it. Jacksonville didn't do it. And I don't think that the Eagles will have the ability to do it either. Thus, I'm going to take the Patriots in this contest by the score of 31-23. Tom Brady and Bill Belichick get their sixth. And it's also going to mark the second time that the Patriots win a Super Bowl when they lose both coordinators. Of course, after the Super Bowl 39 victory, Romeo Crennel, the defensive coordinator, left to become the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, and Charlie Weiss left as the offensive coordinator to take over at Notre Dame. This time, it's offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels getting ready to take over with the Indianapolis Colts, while Matt Patricia, their defensive coordinator, is set to take over with the Detroit Lions. But I think the Patriots go out this year on a positive note and make it number six, tying them with the Pittsburgh Steelers for the most Super Bowl championships in NFL history. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with tax season here, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, thanks for tuning in once again, folks. And if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a sports discussion group at the Sports Depot 365 on Facebook. Feel free to drop a line, become a member, and be a part of one of the best sports debates going on social media. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge next Monday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the action from Super Bowl number 52. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.